Let's get the man on the line right now. The man of the hour. Tyler Main. Tyler, are you there?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
So great to have you back on the show. One of our favorite guests of last year, Tyler Main, a.k.a. Michael Myers, a.k.a. Main Entertainment, bringing out Compound Fracture the movie. Coming to a theater near you very, very, very soon.
We got the a.k.a. Gully Gaspar.
Yeah, right. I heard that in the other section. It's good to see you're still a smartass.
Who is Gully Gaspar?
That was actually one of the characters that I was when I wrestled in Japan. I have no clue what the hell it means.
I like it.
But they just say, we call you Gully Gaspar.
Exactly, right? I said, I don't care what you call me as long as the check clears.
Especially those Japanese checks back in the day. Jesus, I mean, that was some major
some
money.
Quality money then.
Yeah, they were pretty good checks.
And you were a big dude, so you were like an attraction, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I usually went over to Japan and wrestled for that the tag team tournament, the World Tag Team Tournament that they had over there.
What an interesting life, though. I mean, from wrestler to actor, and now you're a writer and a producer. I mean, we had you on before. We talked a lot about Michael Myers, which we're going to get into a little bit later because we have unlimited questions about that one. But, I mean, Compound Fracture is the first movie that you actually wrote and produced. You have a entertainment group called Main Entertainment. So we need to ask you, how the heck did Compound Fracture come about?
Yeah, you know, I mean, my wife and I, Renee Geerlings, wrote it, and we were just sitting around. We were going to do Penance Lane first, the movie that we're going to be doing next. But we wanted to do something that we could keep contained to a house, and we wanted to, you know, have sole creative design on it, so to speak. And so we just sat down and wrote Compound Fracture, and it's about a older guy, which is played by Muse Watson, that is, you know, getting dementia, and the family's been estranged for 20 years, and my character has to go home and deal with that after the death of my sister, and we have to reunite as a family to overcome a vengeful ghost in this compound with high-tech security and all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
Now, Muse, for those who don't know, actually is from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
And he's an horror icon.
He was the...
Hookman.
Hookman.
Yeah. We actually have three iconic serial killers, if you can consider me an iconic serial killer. I don't know.
Oh, hell yeah.
But you got me as Michael Myers. Derek Mears is in it, who is Jason from the New Friday the 13th, and Muse Watson. Leslie Easterbrook is in it. Daniel Roebuck is in it from Lost. You know, Todd Farmer makes an appearance in it, so we've got a pretty damn good tight cast.
Got some names.
Now,
yeah,
Leslie Easterbrook, I had the pleasure of meeting her a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, we all loved her in Police Academy movies.
She was in The Bank.
But can I tell you, the Spank Bank?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, she'll be joining us in a couple of weeks
Callahan,
as well.
Come on.
She is beautiful. How the hell did you have her as a mother-in-law? Can you imagine the reality of that? That's the ultimate MILF.
That wouldn't be too bad, right?
That wouldn't be bad at all.
That'd be great.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart, you know. Actually, the whole reason why my wife and I started our own company is we were sitting with Leslie and Sid Haig in Rob Zombie's backyard, sitting at a picnic table after we did Devil's Rejects. And my wife, Renee, was the editor-in-chief at Top Cow Comic Books for like 10 years, and then she was with Radical. And Leslie said, hey, you guys should just start your own company and do your own stuff. You know, we'd been thinking about doing it for quite a while, and then, you know, it's just come about. It's taken a bit of time, but now here we are.
What the hell is a barbecue like at Rob Zombie's house? I need to know. There's got to be a crazy story involved.
What type of flesh?
I you know, it was a great time. It was just he knows how to hang out and chill pretty good.
Wow. Now, you did mention Devil's Rejects, and you were in that. You actually took over the part of Rufus. but you were uncredited. How come your name wasn't in those credits?
Well, because I came onto it later in the game. And, you know, I guess I was kind of being snobby. I didn't want to be all the way at the bottom of the list. So I said, just give me an uncredited. You know what I mean? I'll be fine. But the cool thing about that was, you know, I was there for 4 days shooting with Rob. And from that, Rob wrote the Halloweens for me with me in mind. And, you know, so I owe him a lot for that.
Well, it's amazing how Rob is such a loyal director. I mean, he uses a lot of these people in the same movie. Like, Sid Haig has been in, like, every movie. And I saw him on the trailer for Lords of Salem. Will we see you in Lords of Salem?
No, I'm not in Lords of Salem. We were filming this at the same time that they were filming theirs. And we were in pre-production and production at the same time. So, no.
No, uncredited.
Yeah, not even uncredited. But I am in Compound Fracture.
Well, Compound Fracture, like we said, you co-wrote it with your wife.
Does she act as wife?
She's in it with me.
So you can't get away from her. Is there, like, more tension because you're a husband and wife?
That's
working,
rough.
Writing, 24/7? Like, I couldn't deal with that. How does it happen?
You have your moments, and you got to just kind of separate the two, you know, your personal life and your business life. But she's the one that did most of the writing. So basically it was just me holding a gun to her head saying, write.
Nice.
You know?
It sounds like they're a good team, though.
Yeah. There's a balance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's saying you put a gun to her head, but if a woman can come up with these crazy stories, you watch the trailer and you're like, this is fucking scary as shit. So this is the woman that comes up with those thoughts. I wouldn't want to fall asleep with that woman in my bed.
No, I know, right? I make sure I'm pretty nice to her.
This guy's 6'10".
Call her honey a lot.
Your wife is really fucking hot. I mean, I don't want to get killed, but your wife is really, really hot. I mean, she's a really good-looking woman. The thing to me, though, is
I'll keep her.
You bet. And this guy, honestly, I have a friend who's 6'4". He was with us when we met Tyler. And he, there's a picture. He overshadows this guy like a monster. I mean, you're a huge dude. So how does that work when you're with a woman that's so petite? I mean, she's little.
Well, she's 5'9".
Yeah, but she's little.
You know?
Well, it's not like she has any weight on her.
She's dainty.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just, I'm just the one lucky son of a bitch, I guess.
No, I was going to say, but a guy your size.
Be very careful.
Are you not killing her with that thing? Like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Where are we going with this?
I'm just curious. Like, I can't imagine. Like, this guy is a good-looking guy. He's like 6'9". He's gigantic, and there's no lifts in his boots. This is a huge dude. Like, how could you not murder someone with that thing? Like, Jesus Christ.
It's called making love, Maddie.
You can't
exactly
have a penis.
Making love and having some fun.
Wow. So, main entertainment, it's all you guys. It's you and the wife. So what about, like, you wrote this and you're like, this is what we're going to invest in? I mean, how much do you guys have invested? Are there investors or is this all you?
Yeah, you know, there are investors, but I am the main investor. I figured I put my money where my mouth is. And, you know, so far it's looking really good. And, you know, we had a screening out in L.A. and Fangoria and Dread Central came and gave us very good write-ups. I was just trying to figure out how can I give back to the fans because the fans have been so great to me. You know, and we were just sitting around and I said, you know what, we should take it on the road and do a tour. You know, kind of like get me back into the old wrestling days, except this way I wouldn't be getting dropped on my head at night. And, you know, it started, we were like, oh, let's do 20 cities, 30, 40. And then, you know, I said, screw it. I'm going to do 70 cities. And
wow.
I'm like, why the hell did I say that? I don't know. But it's coming together great, you know, and we're taking it on the road. I'm starting the tour off in my hometown of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. And then from there, we're going all over the place. You know, we're going to Saskatoon and Regina in Saskatchewan. Then we're going to Charlotte.
You're going to Vagina?
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to Vagina.
Yeah.
Then we're going to Charlotte, Raleigh, Greensboro, Indianapolis, St. Louis, Chicago, Milwaukee, Columbus, Philly, Boston, Dallas, Houston, Portland, Seattle, Denver, Grand Rapids, San Francisco, San Diego, Atlanta, and another 50 cities after those. So, you know, we're going to be going all over the place, getting some frequent flyer miles.
And not for nothing, it's a 70-city tour, and you can check out the dates on CompoundFractureTheMovie.com. And you're also doing, like, a cool giveaway. And when I heard this, Rita was telling me about this, and I was, like, popping, because I'm a collector of really cool memorabilia and films. You're doing, like, this VIP thing. Well, if you buy a VIP ticket, you're automatically entered into this drawing. And after you do this tour with the 70 cities, you're going to pick a couple winners. And one of those things that you're giving away is your screen-used Michael Myers outfit.
Yeah, the Halloween jumpsuit. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, what can I do for the fans, you know, to give back to them and show them, you know, that I appreciate them? And I said, you know what? I'll give away one of my Halloween jumpsuits. And people have just been really excited about it and taken to it. And we're also giving away, for one of the grand prizes, a walk-on role to our next movie, Penance Lane. We're giving away props from the movie. We're giving away screen-worn clothing, you know, and we're kind of creating a red carpet experience in all these cities for the fans to come out and do a meet and greet, and then, you know, take pictures with me and Renee and whoever else is there, and then see the film, and then do a Q&A afterwards, and then we're going to pick the one lucky winner from that city, and he or she's going to go into the drawing out of the whole 70.
Well, I expect to win everything, because that's a dream come true. I mean, seriously, as a big fan of horror movies, everything you just mentioned is just awesome. Imagine, like, having Michael Myers' outfit, like, in your showroom. I'm sure you get, like, a dummy, like, you probably steal one from JCPenney, and you put the outfit on the dummy. Like, that's how I see myself doing it. I'm like, gotta go smuggle that dummy, because this is Michael Myers' outfit. How am I going to show all my friends? Probably get robbed the next day. It's ridiculous.
It wouldn't even fit.
No, yeah, because the guy's 6'8" with a 14-inch shoe.
Yeah, it'd have to be a big-ass dummy.
Yeah. Not a dummy. Come on, don't say dummy.
Oh, what's it? It's mannequin. Mannequin is
mannequin.
PC term.
Let's be politically correct on this one.
Yeah. All right, so we got to ask you. Compound Fracture is the name of the film. What celebrity deserves a compound fracture?
What celebrity deserves a compound fracture?
Hmm.
Oh God. My wife would have thought me for coming up with this damn idea of doing a tour. I don't know. I'm going to be PC on this. Huh?
Isn't that someone that really pisses you off and you're like, you know what? Like, to me, I watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians because my wife loves that.
Yeah.
And I say, I'd love to put Khloe Kardashian in an arm bar. I really would. I'd love to snap the arm.
Yeah, you know, I'd have to say any of those damn, what the hell you call them, reality show people.
Pigs.
Exactly. Smack the crap out of all those reality show whores.
Now, it's so crazy that you were in WCW, one of the biggest wrestling federations at the
time.
There was
WWF
and WCW.
WCW.
You were a star in WCW. And I want to surprise you right now. We've got a surprise caller for you. We have WCW alum Scotty Riggs. Scotty Riggs, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Scotty, how you doing, my man?
Very good, Tyler. How are you, my friend?
I am hanging in there.
Well, dude, Scotty, from what I've seen, you're doing more than hanging in there. You got the movie coming out, you know. And me, being a Michael Myers fanatic from the very first one, just, you know, the guy who portrayed the Rob Zombie version of Michael Myers, to me, is a mark-out moment, to steal our wrestling lingo there, pal.
Exactly.
But, man, I've been more than happy for everything that I've seen you do, from X-Men to Michael Myers. It's like seeing Rob Van Dam do some of the stuff that he's done in the movies and know him as well. But, you know, it's just way too cool on my end.
Well, the cool thing about the Michael Myers character, I think of you, Tyler. I think of you, like, walking around in public. I just picture you with that Michael Myers music playing all the time. And I'm thinking,
permanent theme music?
Him. It follows him like a cloud, like a cartoon cloud. And I always think, like, if I was Tyler Mane, the first thing I would do was, after that movie was shot and people know what it is, I would put that outfit on and I'd do random things like, go to the supermarket with that outfit.
Yeah, just stand
get some ice cream with a baby.
Stand in somebody's bushes.
Go to Babies R Us. How would you
clean you, you guys are just trying to get me in a bunch of shit. But you know what?
Sounds
I was
entertaining
actually
like wrestling, though.
Huh?
Sounds entertaining like wrestling. You know, nothing to eye spots for you there, Tyler.
Exactly, right?
You know, to me it's a drop kick. For you it's a big boot.
There we go. There we go.
Let me ask you guys.
I have a flashback to the old days.
You were in WCW.
For real, that's what I'm here for.
You were in WCW around the same time frame. I love to see, guys, what is the best road story you can tell us about WCW?
Oh, God. Where do you begin?
Without a lawyer present, I don't know if we can tell a good road story. Especially when you got the movie coming out.
Yeah, exactly, right? Oh, I mean, where do you begin? I mean, I used to travel with, you know, Davey Boy Smith, Chris Benoit, Eddie Guerrero, all those guys. So, you know, there are a few stories, but...
is that where you learned how to murder
with
perfectly?
Eddie, do you remember the cricket?
The cricket?
The cricket. You might have whipped that out maybe on you a couple of times, that idea. I might have to talk to you about that off air.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that one off air.
I believe that we should talk off the air.
That was something he brought out. I keep using the right words. Whip it out, brought out in a tour of Germany for the boys on a trip one time, and it just cracked the whole bus up. So I don't know if he had brought you in the hard way with that or not.
No. I was actually trained by one of his brothers, so I knew him from way back
Victor
when.
Victor or?
No, Mondo.
Oh, Mondo. I knew
with Mondo and Red Bass Dean, yeah. Yeah, I toured with all of them in Mexico and then in the WCW and that, so. Yeah, it was cool.
So you were the bigger star size-wise and everything. When I first met you, it was like 94. I was just kind of brought in to do some TVs, do some house shows, young baby face, and, you know, you were already running your game.
Yeah, and I was...
on top of the marquee, if you will.
I was getting ready to get my ass out of there.
I was just getting my ass in there. You were getting out. You were moving on to bigger and better things. And of course, in my eyes, I was moving on up from my time in USWA and all that good stuff. But, you know, of course, it had to be Marcus Bagwell's partner to do it.
You're an American male. American male. American male.
Well, you got a Canadian, you know, Tyler.
He's not Canadian anymore, though.
Me.
Is he a citizen
he's
now?
He's a U.S. citizen now, and the only question I have is why?
For real.
No, you know, I mean, I just, I've been living in the States since, like, 88 or something like that, and I just figured it was time, you know?
Yeah, well.
And then you know, you got to memorize all this stuff to become a U.S. citizen, like all the presidents and all these questions. And then, you know, right away after I took the test and got pledged in or whatever you want to call it, I immediately forgot it. So I am American, I guess.
Bingo. Okay, I forgot the president, you know, years ago.
Well, Scotty,
yeah, exactly.
Scotty Riggs, thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be in touch. Hopefully we'll have you on soon. Scotty Riggs, WCW Tag Team Champion, calling in to say hello to Tyler,
boy.
Main. All right, Tyler, I got some quick questions for you.
Yeah.
Rapid fire questions.
Uh-oh.
Who's the biggest douche in pro wrestling?
Who's the biggest douche in pro wrestling? Oh, God. A pass.
What advice did you give your rap star brother Gucci Mane after he got arrested for throwing a woman out of a moving vehicle?
I said, that'll go, boy.
So when
way to get those headlines.
So when Jason and Michael Myers are hanging out, what's the topic of conversation? Is it mass murder?
It is totally mass murder. It is, you know, I mean, it's funny because Derek and I live like a block and a half away from each other. And, you know, we go to the gym together. We just chill out at the house, watch movies together and stuff, and just hang. And then, you know, I roped him into coming into the movie and fighting me.
That's hysterical to me.
How much would you have to be paid to do Honey Boo Boo's mom?
Oh, Jesus. I don't think I could be paid enough. You know what? The funniest thing is, one of my wife's friends saw a painted portrait of Honey Boo Boo's mom and the daughter in it. It was like a collage thing. And she bought, I don't know how much she paid for the damn piece of crap, had it framed and put it in my house when I came back off a tour. And I was like, why is my wife filming me? And I rounded the corner and saw that fucking Honey Boo Boo shell. I said, oh, hell no, get that off the goddamn wall. So it was kind of a bad joke, but that's my Honey Boo Boo child story.
So is that a no?
That's a no.
Andy.
Oh, come on. Now, you're going to tell me you would?
Come on, give me some gloves.
Give me an imagination.
Give me some gloves and some darkness.
Oh, God, a whole bottle of Vaseline.
No difference.
How ugly will Kanye and Kim's baby be?
Oh, it'd be fugly.
All right, I got this one. This is great. I know a lot of the scenes in Halloween were really, really physical, but just imagine you were in the original Halloween, and you had to get rough and tough with that alleged she-he, Jamie Lee Curtis. What would be worse, Jamie Lee Curtis beating you up, or what you went through on the original Halloween?
Oh, that'd be Jamie Lee Curtis beating me up.
Which what sex do you think Jamie Lee Curtis is?
You really know how to put somebody on the hot spot, don't you?
Wait, so
I am going to say she is all woman.
I think she's all woman. All right. Did you see True Lies?
Oh, I did, but she still looks
Trading
a little
Places.
Different to me.
Activia commercials.
What is scarier, Michael Myers' mask or the face of that troll Michael Myers? Is what someone wrote to us on Facebook.
Oh, that troll Michael Myers.
Okay, perfect. That's what I
definitely
thought.
Definitely scarier.
F, marry, kill.
Uh-oh.
You have to F one, you have to marry one, you have to kill one. Jamie Lee Curtis, pregnant Snooki, and John Lovitz.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Oh, my God. A pregnant Snooki?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do with that? I mean, I would have to kill that.
I love that you said kill that.
Not even a she.
No, it's just that.
You know, and then what was the other? What else did I get to do?
Jamie Lee Curtis and John Lovitz. You kill one and you F one.
No, he killed Snooki.
I'm sorry. You
so
marry
he's
one
to
and
marry?
You fuck one.
Oh my God! Oh, I'd definitely marry Jamie Lee Curtis then.
So you're gonna
fuck
John Lovitz?
Bang John Lovitz.
Yeah. What the hell? I don't want to marry him.
You Canadians.
Get all rowdy in the house.
Twisted.
All right, someone from
It'd be a blindfold and a lot of butter.
Someone from Canada actually wrote this one. Someone from Canada wanted to know, is Michael Myers autistic?
Is Michael Myers autistic? No.
You have to ask Dr. Loomis.
Yeah, exactly. Ask my doctor.
You have a lot of female fans, and this one, it was Shannon from New Jersey. You wanted to know, what is your favorite shade of gray?
Dark.
You still doing DDP yoga?
I have been doing some of that.
Yeah.
It's it keeps it, like, I'll do a little bit in the morning and then I'll go to the gym at night type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to do it, you know.
It's tough though. I mean, it's a really tough.
It is tough. It is tough. It's like, yeah, I went and did it with Dallas, and he's like, "Oh, we'll take it easy." I'm like, "Bullshit, we'll take it easy." You know?
I tried doing one of his DVDs. About 10 minutes in, I was dying. It was worse than actually lifting, you know, 10 times worse than lifting.
Yeah, well, because, you know, you're moving differently. You're using different muscles. But it is really good to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, I read somewhere that, I think it was on your Twitter, that you're a big fan of Silver Lining Playbook.
Yeah, well, no, I said on my Twitter that I watched it.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Me too.
I liked it. You know, I mean, I will look at any movie and try and pull the good out of it, you know? It's I'm not this kind of person who'll sit there and go, "Ah, that sucked and they didn't do this and they didn't do that." I like to watch a movie and enjoy myself. And if I'm sitting there during the whole movie trying to critique it and figure out all the bad shit about it, I'm not enjoying myself and I don't want to be there, you know what I mean?
That's not the point of going to the movies.
Exactly, right? It's to have fun.
It's to lose yourself in those 2 hours, you know?
Exactly. You know?
And what you want to lose yourself in is Compound Fracture. Again, www.com... I'm so excited I can't even speak.
Say it right.
Compound Fracture the movie. .com And you check it out. The screening tour event calendar is up on the website. He's going to 70 different...
Yeah, We're adding extra cities right now as we speak.
And we can't wait for you to come to the tri-state area. I know you said Philadelphia. Anything planned for New York?
We're going to be going to New Jersey area. But as far as New York, I don't think we're going to be hitting the New York area.
Wow.
We're going to talk offline because I have a perfect venue for you.
That's some bullshit.
So,
Hey, man, you can come across the river to Jersey.
Oh, we definitely will. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
I'm not going to like it, but, you know.
But once we're
I'll buy you a beer, okay? Oh, come on.
You're in.
Well, Compound Fracture, the movie, is where it's at. And listen, it is like, it's kind of like one of those Freddy versus Jason movies because you got Michael Myers versus Jason.
But there's more depth to the characters than that.
Yeah, and it's really
way more depth. Yeah, you know, my wife, she's a theater major, and it's got a great story to it, and that's why I'm taking it out on the road to show people and just because I am very proud of it and
you
want to do it right for the first one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And check it out, ASAP. The first screening right now is in Canada. It's the 14th of March, Saskatchewan. Like you said, it's going everywhere. It's Canada. It's going North Carolina, Ohio, Texas, all within the next couple months. So seriously, check out CompoundFractureTheMovie.com. Tyler, thank you so much for joining us tonight, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. And we're going to be putting up another – we're going to have about 20 some of the cities up here right away, and then we're going to be putting another 50 cities up. So, tell everybody to keep checking back.
Not one New York date.
There will be.
Son of a bitch.
There will be. I'll give him a piggyback ride to Jersey. It'll be fine.
There we go.
Me and you are going to have words.
Yeah. All right, Tyler, thank you so much for joining us. One of the coolest guests we've ever had. Tyler, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on again. And I will see you guys soon at one of the screenings.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Take care.
Thank you.
Tyler,
all right. Take care, guys.